The Voyage of Maeldun. Perhaps the most surreal voyage to have been undertaken in Irish legend was that of the knight Maeldun. The earliest written record of this voyage dates back to the 11th century, however elements of the story suggest it might originate as far back as the 8th century. The progeny of a nun raped by a Celtic warrior chieftain, Maeldun was adopted as a baby by the Queen of Ogonacht. He was a young man and had grown into a fine warrior when he finally learned the truth of his parentage and discovered that his father had been murdered shortly after his birth. Rug thoroughly pulled from under his princely feet, the raging Maeldun decides he must set out on a voyage to avenge his biological father's death. Upon the advice of a sorcerer, Maeldun selects a crew of precisely 17 men, having been advised that any more than this would bring terrible fortune on the quest. Right out of the gate, things start to go sideways as Maeldun's adoptive brothers beg to come aboard. Maeldun refuses because who's going to mess with the advice of a sorcerer? But his brothers win this battle of wills by swimming out into the sea after the ship, saying they would rather drown than be left behind. Maeldun's resolve weakens and he allows the sodden trio aboard. By doing so, he has cursed the whole endeavour and ensured a much longer, more dangerous and much more interesting path ahead of them all. The ensuing voyage sees the crew lost at sea, the ship blown off course by unnatural gales, and a series of encounters on an increasingly bizarre set of islands. Several of these islands are peopled by beautiful maidens who seem hell-bent on keeping the crew from sea by seduction, fine dining, or promises of immortality. The stranger island feature oddities such as an apple tree whose apples could each feed a man for 40 days and nights, an island where all who set foot upon its shores were overcome with sadness and compelled to join the bitterly weeping masses that lived there. An island where a rich feast and many treasures were guarded by a tiny cat, which would burn to death any man who tried to steal from the glittering pile of golden trinkets. A type of egg that caused feathers to sprout out of the body of whatever unfortunate soul had eaten it. An island of great riches encircled by a ring of flame. An island where tiny creatures of fire feasted on golden apples. And, after many more misadventures, finally, an island where a lone hermit lived. The hermit told the sailors of how he had come to live on the island. He had been a gravedigger, a liar, and a thief in his younger days, and had been asked to bury the corpse of a peasant upon the island. He had accidentally disturbed the grave of a saint in doing so. The spirit of the saint beseeched the gravedigger not to bury a sinner alongside him and blessed him with good fortune for his compliance. But the good fortune did not hold out for long. The gravedigger was soon punished by the saint for his greed and callousness. After compelling him to throw all his worldly goods from the side of his boat, the saint stranded the gravedigger on a small, craggy rock out in the sea. The only food he could eat was salmon brought to him by otters. First, they brought it raw, but quickly noticed that the old man would not eat raw fish, and so the otters understood that they must bring him fire too. And so it was that every day a little otter would come with a flaming branch to cook the old hermit's food, which he shared happily with the sailors before bidding them well on their quest. As they left, the hermit advised Maeldun to search his heart for forgiveness for his father's killers. For you too, Maeldun, are a man who may deserve to be killed. The final island the sailors reach is that of the men who killed Maeldun's father, but so long has their voyage been and so lauded is the name of Maeldun, that the killers welcome him with open arms and great warmth. The sailors recount all the wonders that they have seen and all the loss of crew that they have suffered along the way, and realise that the slaying of these men will not right any wrong. Instead, Maeldun leaves to return to Ireland, his quest incomplete, but his heart finally at rest.